Here's another version of What Does Jesus Really Want for His Birthday? A family of four is kneeling at the manger, like the shepherds did. Imagine that you are going to honor the baby Jesus. The Magi brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh. What gift would you bring?
My new toy machine gun.
My credit card.
My SUV.
My imported sport shoes. Too bad they were made in a sweatshop.
Let's think a minute. When we celebrate a birthday, we're careful to bring what the person really wants or needs. Is there any doubt what Jesus wants from us? He tells us that in order to give to Him, we will find Him in the face of people who are hungry, thirsty, new to town, without enough clothes, sick, or in prison. By helping to provide a goat for a farmer in Honduras, a decent home for a family in rural Mississippi, or food for those who are victims of war, we give Jesus a birthday gift He really wants. Can you think of something to give Jesus that's not a thing? Let's get some ideas from a new version of Angels We Have Heard on High.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo, gloria in excelsis Deo. It is shepherds poor and meek, chosen first the news to tell. Give us hearts, O God, to seek in each face Emmanuel. Gloria in excelsis Deo, gloria in excelsis Deo. Shall be done. Gloria in excelsis Deo, gloria in excelsis Deo.
So, now, can you think of something to give Jesus that's not a thing?
Oh, you mean stuff like peace, like helping people get along.
Oh, I get it. How about taking care of the earth?
I think it means we are to give our time, money, and help to poor people.
I can tell people how having Jesus in their lives can help them have less stress and debt, be more hopeful, and live happier.
Let's see what the hymn The First Noel tells us about what else we can do.
The First Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep. As we
have enough stuff already.
Caring for the earth means that we try not to pollute. Instead, we do things that keep plants and animals and water and air healthy.
Like recycling and picking up trash at school.
That's good, but there's more. I try to think and decide if something I do is good for the earth and will keep it healthy and beautiful. The answer to that question helps me decide what to do.
That is a really good idea. Let's see what the hymn, O Little Town of Bethlehem, tells us about gift giving.
Now those are gifts we can really get excited about.
Yeah!